The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wooden sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible. 98.
Thinking maybe having President Obama in here today for his 60th birthday, but now he's canceling everything because of COVID. He's had his 60th anniversary party, or his 60th birthday party was supposed to be today. He just canceled his big super birthday bash for number 60. Because of the Delta variant. And I'm thinking to myself, who does Barack Obama hang out with that doesn't have the vaccine?
Yeah.
Like, he's got no Trump fans. Who would dare go to a Barack Obama party and start anti-vaxxing the room?
Would be interesting.
He doesn't have any friends. This is all for show. He doesn't have any friends that aren't vaccinated. And if they aren't, they're not invited.
I'm sorry you can't come because you got that whole...
Maybe the, boss won't get his shots.
But I invite my friend OJ. He's coming by.
Springsteen.
Boss will be there because that's his co-host on his show and his new movie. But it's just this weird, that's for show. But Barack Obama doesn't have any friends that aren't vaccinated. And he's got the power to say, I'm not going to have him over.
Well, you can't come over because you're not vaccinated. I got to kind of, you know, make sure that everybody here is or I look like a dick.
Come on, Barry. Dude, don't be a dick. I don't want government
crap. You're not
crap.
One of those,
look,
dude.
I'm telling you, there's no nanobots, and this is why you can't come to the goddamn party.
Barry, you're being a dick, okay? I got you something real nice, and now I can't even go.
All right, you have to understand my side.
Can you ship it?
Just mail it to me.
You know, we're not friends anymore, Barry.
Oh, fine.
You know what? I'm coughing on your box.
Who is giving him grief about it to where he had to cancel the party? Too many of my friends,
Fox News,
are going crazy and not getting vaccinated because they think old Sleepy Joe has the nanobots. Barack Obama has everyone in his inner circle and outer circle and anyone he'd invite has a vaccine in their arm. And he's canceling this because it looks good politically.
Yep.
That's it.
It'll look bad.
Or he's like me and he's like, ugh, I don't want to see any of these people. Ugh. Well, we're not doing that. We're having Barack's 60th party tonight at Four Peaks, God damn it. Happy birthday, Barry. That's what we call it. Cha-ching Chavez. COVID be damned. Now, I will say this tonight, and this is true of all of it. If you're not vaccinated and you're not feeling well, don't come spitting in my face about how garbage this whole thing is. Oh, man, it's all crap. The government's blah, blah. I don't want to hear it. If you don't feel good, or you're not vaccinated, don't come spew. I don't want to hear one person tonight talking about vaccinations or how they feel or it's not. I don't want to hear your political views about it at all. Please, just don't, especially if you're not one of them who got shot up. I don't want to know. If you show up and you don't feel good, go home. That's true of all things, not just our party, but especially our party. And why is that? Because I'm there. I'm special.
Unless it's Sidney McLaughlin.
Oh, well, she could come and cough on me all day long. Sidney McLaughlin could come in and go, I am COVID. Right into my mouth.
Nice to meet you.
Sidney, I don't shake hands. I take loogies right into the back of the throat. Oh, good. I have COVID. Me too, then. We should get married. So, yeah, there's going to be people tonight that come by and tell us why they didn't get vaccinated and why. And that's fine. But you're risking it in this party, and you're bringing it to us if you've got it. So if you don't feel so good, keep it at home. If you're a close talker, I don't want to wear a mask. I don't need you spitting on me. I'm going to be rude tonight when it comes to people who get too close. Brady, you have to do it too. I know Brett will do it.
Brady, whoa, whoa,
Arms length it.
This guy's right on top of me.
You still got your stick from the last one?
I'm going to bring my 6-foot stick. I'll break it out to 3 feet. Right. I'm not in the old 6-foot.
If Brett brings his beer close to his chin and kind of does that chin up kind of thing, he doesn't want to be around you.
Well, is that right?
That's what Brett does.
That's his tell?
He's like, what?
He's done this to you?
Toledo knows.
Toledo knows. Boy, if anybody could tell you the signs of not wanting to talk
not
to somebody, it's probably
around.
Richard.
I'm highly aware.
Richard's super aware of when somebody's about to run away. Brady, you've got the built-in excuse, though. I mean, it's like, oh, I'm not here we go. Yeah. So, look, I hate that we have to do this all the time, but we run into these problems in groups. A few of your close talkers, just check yourself today. Check yourself. Ask yourself. I'll do it, too. Am I a close talker? Do I get too close to people when I talk to them? You know what my tell is? I'll give it to you. When you're too close to me, I bend down like I can't hear you and give you my ear because I don't want you spitting in my face. And that means you're too close, so I act like I can't hear you. And I'll take the fact that
you let them spit in your ear?
Yeah, I'd much rather have that. I don't think you can catch anything through that. Can you? It doesn't go into your lungs that quickly. I'm not inhaling stuff. I mean, it could trickle into my throat.
Could have maggot eggs in the spit. And then
We're dealing with a different animal. It's got maggots in his mouth.
Come on.
And not to say it isn't possible. I've met a few people. I'm like, I think he might have maggots in his mouth. One guy opened his mouth and he goes,
maggots. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, not Matt Damon. He spit out a couple of flies and he's like, those were done. I'm like, oh, the maggots came too. But yeah, ask yourself today, if you're going to go tonight, am I a close talker? And people are like, oh, you got rules for, you really don't want people to show up? If you're questioning it, I don't want you to show up. If you're one of those people who goes, this guy's got too many rules on how to be social. Yeah, then you should probably stay home. If this conversation bothers you at all, don't come. Because everybody knows that spitting, close talking, bad breath guy. And you put the onus on the listener to be the jerk to go, dude, way too close. Social cue. Way
too halitosis.
Close. Yeah. I'm getting spit all over. Your story's terrible. And close talkers, you always tell bad. You tell the worst stories. And the reason you're a close talker is because it's harder to get around you. You're like blanket coverage in the NFL. You know your stories are bad, and you're so used to people trying to get around you. If you give them too much of a cushion, they're going to complete the pass and roll past you. Close talkers are that press coverage. They're right up on your ass. Like, I can't get around him. He's Patrick Beverly. Miserable talk. But yeah, that's it. So tonight, for Barack's birthday, over at Four Peaks, 8th Street between McClintock and Rural, only pretty people should show up, I think. Well, first off, if you're not pretty, just don't go.
You know who you are.
You know who you are. Look, I shouldn't. I have to go. Look, if the radio was telling me this, I'd be like, he doesn't want me there. I fall into that category. Unfortunately, I have to go.
Yeah, it would only be Brett if that were the rules.
Wow. An admission. Hello, ladies. Whoa, whoa. Brett, I guess Toledo finds you attractive and hates that you dismiss him with your beard.
He just tipped his glass to his mouth.
Yeah, Brett just took a sip and threw it away.
Okay, whoa.
Do you have a tell on what is your tell when somebody's bothering you? You know what Brett's great at?
Oh, no.
Here's another tell. Well, I'm just going to give away all the secrets tonight. Brett will come up to me while you're talking to me and go, everything okay?
Yeah.
That's right.
He is amazing as a friend when it comes to recognizing I may be in a conversation death spiral. Brett will just walk up, hey, John, everything okay? And I look at him like, all right, you're good here? And I'll give you the, I got this one.
Yeah.
Or I'll give you the help. But if Brett's asking that, he's basically saying, this guy bothering you?
I'm scanning the room.
He's one of the best wingmen I've ever seen at that. Brady's terrible. You were the worst at it. You'll come over and join a death spiral conversation and make it last longer.
What we got here? What's going on here?
His little teapot hand goes up on his hip.
So you just got a Pikachu?
But the best part about it, when you come by, is I'll spin out.
Wait a minute.
You'll stay. Yeah, he's talking
Pokemon. Are you Pokemon,
Pokemon
going with
Pokemon.
Them?
Yeah,
because
it's 2014.
Well, plus,
I would just tell somebody who wants to talk about Pokemon Go, like, no, this isn't happening. No. This conversation isn't even going to start.
Well, plus, we have the thing that we came up with a couple concerts ago. It was the tap in the left shoulder, like bringing the clothes in.
That's right.
The bullpen move.
That's
yep.
Right.
Come on.
If I'm rubbing my left arm, I'm going to the pen. So if you see any of us doing that, that means you're the problem.
Yeah, get away.
We're not dicks. You're the issue. I need a lefty, and I need him now. Hell, we should get so obvious we have a bullpen cart come drag somebody in.
With the big helmet
on. Yeah, the big helmet on the top of some meth head telling a bad story. Mr. Meth. Anyway, yeah, so those are the tells. But honestly, with COVID and all that stuff, I don't want to hear why you didn't get the shot. I don't care. I don't want to hear that I can't even get sick from it. Okay. Look, we're on this weird time again where we're about to, where places are going to get strange, and it's up to us not to be dicks to each other. So that's all this conversation is about right here. We're going to have a party tonight for Barack's birthday. We didn't even know that until just now. If Barack cancels it, we'll have one for him, for Cha-Ching Chavez. It's a celebration that we're all happy and normal. Now don't, and also don't dominate. When Brady is talking to you, you know, don't follow him around. And don't get right there with him.
Circle backs.
Yeah, do some, you know, limit your time. A couple seconds with Brady, have a chat with Brady, and then wander around, because otherwise you become the clinger. It's a very strange thing. Some people's social cues just don't exist. But if you have to ask yourself, am I angry that John's saying these things? It means you're one of them. If it bothers you what I just said, it's because you know deep down you're an uninteresting close talker. I get real close to people because I like being close to people. No one else likes it. It's the Geico commercial. No one likes this. Stop it. What can we do?
What about pictures?
What about them?
We're okay.
Oh, taking them?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Tonight. I mean, I don't know if, you know.
Planning on doing a lot for Boss KUPD?
You got a lot of photos you plan on taking?
No, but there's always pictures.
There's people that want to take them. Sure. We'll take pictures.
Keanu.
I don't know. We haven't heard anything from the company, you know.
Saying, oh, we're fine with that. I think we're good. We're covered. We're responsible. We put in the nanobots.
Yeah.
This guy says, hey, Twitter world, I'm vaccinated. Looking forward to meeting everybody tonight. Sign OJ. Don't tell me you're not vaccinated. I'm just saying. Yeah. So tonight, Brett, your tell will be what?
What do you mean?
What can people look for to go, oh, Brett's doing the thing?
Well, I guess the Toledo thing with beer. That, or do you just see my eyes glaze over? I'm like, this guy.
But his beer goes to his chin, you say?
Yeah, kind of. He brings it up, and he just kind of backs
leans away.
Because he's got the tall thing enough for him.
Can you add something to that to make it more authentic? And when you lean back, just go, off Toledo. Because evidently, Richard's seen it too many times.
I didn't know I did that,
You've
actually.
Never done it to me, okay. So I guess I'm okay. Man. I've never seen you do that. Brady, what's your tell?
I'm stroking.
All right, you're just going to lay on the ground.
Something's going wrong with my left side. I got trouble.
Yeah. Mine's going to be, come on, man. I'm just going to say it to you.
Not the weather.
Come on, man. And don't talk to me about weather.
Yeah. Are you effing done yet?
Yeah, okay.
Let's go.
Come on, man. If you hear my voice start to shake a little, come on, man.
Mine will be, I think I see my dad.
Don't worry about that. Toledo, just be happy someone's talking to you. You don't have a tell. In fact, all three of our tells will be used on Toledo by the end of the night, at least once. Can't get away from this guy. Can't shake him. No, but Brett's really good at that. Everybody needs a good wing for conversation nights, but it'll be fun. But only pretty people should show up, and non-close talkers. And somebody's got something to say, a storyteller. I don't want to see pictures of your kids either. It's another thing.
No.
Here's my kid. He's dressed up like I don't care.
Look at pictures of dogs, though.
I love dogs.
Yeah.
All the pictures of the dogs are great. It's for the Humane Society.
Yeah.
I think your kids should be in cages and the dogs should be free. Cha-Ching Chavez tonight. It's going to be a blast. Four Peaks. It's going to have all of it there on tap. You can get your six packs. If you ordered, I think you can still order a couple. I'm not sure how that's working at this very moment, but you can still get them. And if you order, the first 98 orders get themselves one of the Cha-Ching Chavez pint glasses. And those are pretty cool.
Are they going to stop by with some samples for us beforehand?
I don't think so. I don't think they're coming in this morning.
Man.
Yeah. I think they're COVID-y.
It's because Doug's gone. Doug used to bring him in all the
that's
time.
That's true. Cause
we'll get Jen on the phone.
Got no wingman.
Sales guy. Yeah, Gardner should be on this.
Yeah, get on this.
Damn it all. Anyway, tonight, 7 to 9, 8th Street between McClintock and Rural. We should all be happy and fun, but also keep in mind this Delta variant's out there. I'd prefer it, my personal feelings, but I'm not in control of anything, that if you aren't vaccinated, you shouldn't gather with us. I don't want to find out later that you got it. Because, and again, it's top of mind through Brady's friend. That was an anti-vax guy who's now on life support because, you know, it got him. And I don't want to find out that somebody from our party ended up getting that way. It just makes me feel horrible. So, and I know you can get vaccinated and still get sick, but it's not going to get you. It's spooky. That and the fact I don't wear masks anymore. So the public gatherings have to be responsible. You going to wear a mask?
Thinking about it.
Are you really? That's interesting.
Just for about 30 seconds. I'm like, no, it's too hot.
Chin diaper.
Just wear a chin diaper. Just have it nearby.
Yeah.
And if I do put a mask on while we're talking, just know that I'm mouthing out that I hate you underneath it. That basically means I'm trying to keep you. Look, close talkers, you're the worst. You're the worst people on the planet. I think Brady's right. I think I'd rather hang out with Hitler for 10 minutes than a close talker. What if Hitler was a close talker? He had to be, right?
Oh, yeah.
And one other thing, my neighbor is such a dick. Oh, God, this guy's so close. Can you take a step back, eh?
And you could never tell him.
Oh, you think I'm too close to you? Really? Really? You don't know what close feels like. Oh, God, he's mad. Is this guy giving you problems? Are you okay? Brett, you don't want any part of this. And the last time your people and his people joined up, bad things happened. Anyway, so we'll have fun tonight, but there are definitely guidelines. And namely, really dirty people shouldn't go. And again, if you're getting mad when I say that.
Talking to me?
Yeah. Then what?
Maybe.
You should think about some stuff.
If you're mad, what do you mean dirty people can't come?
If that made you mad, you're filthy.
The guy's a dick. He hates dirty people. I can't go to any of his events.
That's not on me.
Yeah.
Why is that being a jerk?
Yeah.
It's the shower, argument. Chief.
Yeah. That's right, Chief. It's that argument I always have about telling people I take a good wash and the soap after a nice dump.
It's weird.
Is it? Then you just told me everything I need to know about you.
You take a good dump, you take some dry paper, you smear that around, you put your pants back on.
Well, not for me.
You're crazy.
Am I? Am I the crazy one?
It's what underwear's for, man, to catch the drippings.
Okay.
John, you gave everyone a tell but us listeners. Uh-huh. What the hell are we going to do when Bogan gets a little too chatty?
Yeah.
Want to go.
Yeah, hey, okay.
That's a good point.
Well, what I do to Susan, our super lady in sales, she's in charge of all sales here. Brady will stand in her doorway and block her from leaving because he does that because he knows.
This little short hallway.
And I always come up behind him. Like, hey, Susan, somebody's towing your car. You better get out of here. And she always goes, it's okay. And Brady hasn't gone too far. There's been a couple times she's charged out of that office. Yeah. Brady, if you get a little too handsy or touchy-feely or chatty, keep an eye out for those signs.
Hey, John, can you please wear your Mac Weldons tonight? Us Gilbert moms plan to take pictures with you and post your ass all over our Facebook.
I'm Michael Max. I'm thinking Lululemons because it's a little hot today.
Lululemons?
My Lulus. Lulu shorts. They give me a nice bubble back there. Tell you what, I'll do some squats this afternoon over at the React defense, and I'll bulge it. Don't touch it, though. It's off limits. Yeah, Brady, don't touch it. It's a rock back there. You should feel that thing. It's outstanding. It's 8:37. Tonight should be fun. We should celebrate the president's birthday. I mean, he did come all the way out here, and now he had to cancel his party. So we'll do something with President Barack Obama for number 60. 6-0. And over the last few years, I know this will piss a few people off, but I never thought I'd say this, but kind of miss Barack. It's like I miss the stability of it. Biden's boring. Barack was just normal. I didn't agree with much of what he did, but
he was very normal.
Trump was entertaining, but that got crazy and made everybody nuts. Wasn't as much Trump I hated. I hated the general public. Let's get that together. We'll have Barry in here in just a little bit. Happy birthday, Barry. It's coming up in seconds. It's 98.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fees.
I've heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.